Legend says that seed sown in good ground will produce a bountiful harvest. Today, Kenneth Copeland and Bishop Keith Butler explain the importance of speaking only what you hear the Father say. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I can tell you something right now. Two things. Number one, Jesus is alive, and He loves you. And number two, you're going to enjoy this broadcast today. You're going to be glad you showed up. I can tell you that. Father, we thank You and praise You for Your Word today. And we open our hearts and minds, and we look to You to anoint our hearts and minds and open them unto Yourself. We receive revelation from heaven of Jesus and all that He's done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Keith Amen. Butler, God bless you, sir.
Thank you for having us all week.
And we're having a good time. And I just want to publicly thank you for you and your life and your family and all that you have sown into my life and blessed my life and family. I've known this guy since
long time.
And he was talking about when he first started. I knew him back there then, not quite as far back as he went. But I knew him back there then, and went to his services before we actually knew one another. The Lord told me you go over there and you listen to him preach, and I did. He blessed me and has blessed me ever since. Praise God. Now I want to thank you for it, man.
Oh, honor's ours.
Mark chapter 4. Back in there again today?
Yeah, we've been talking about faith for life and how it is a lifestyle, living by faith. Just shall live by faith. We found out, praise God, that faith's job is the channel to get you into the grace of God. And then we were talking about how Satan, then knowing that he's got to shut your faith down, he's got to shut down the word in you, because the word of God brings faith. Faith comes from the word. That there were five tools he uses: affliction, persecution, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things. And there's two that you can shut your own self down. And in the same parable in Mark chapter 4, not either hearing that word or when you hear it, do nothing about it. Don't get it deep on the inside of you. And the last thing Jesus was talking about here is verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And actually, we should keep reading, actually, here, because it's all really connected. But we'll kind of talk a little bit about it here at this particular point. What's good ground? Well, first of all, good ground's going to be the opposite of just everything we just saw.
Sure.
Okay? A good ground person is going to be someone that hears and receives what he hears. Someone that when they hear the word, they do more to it than just put the Bible away that day. Then they're going to spend the rest of the week in that word, speaking it, meditating it. It's going to be somebody, praise God, that is going to operate in faith, joy, even when pressure comes against them. When people come against them, they're going to walk in love. Instead of being caught up with the cares of this world, they're going to set their affections on things above. Instead of being moved by thinking or deluded by that riches, if I had enough or because I got so much, that everything's okay, they're going to understand that God's the one that gives us all wealth and God's got no shortage problem. And that lust of other things, in individuals going to recognize being led by the Holy Ghost, let Him lead my life. He will always show me what's going on. I'm not going to let anything else grab me. Now, that's a good ground person. That's someone that's operating in faith for life. Here we get the results. They're on good ground. They hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit. 30, 60, and 100-fold. Now, if you're doing all those things, one of the things you're going to have is control of your mouth. There's no way you can do all the stuff we're talking about and not come against people, someone that's not going to say the wrong thing in tested trials, somebody that's got heavenly things. Your mouth's going to be in control.
Everyone else ain't come back to your mouth.
Sure. Abundance of your heart, the mouth speak of. And then don't forget what it said there in James, that that mouth controls, can bridle the whole body.
Yes.
Okay, with words. And so we were ending yesterday's broadcast talking about how first words matter.
Oh, my, yes. Oh, my, my.
Now, the life of faith is a person that's done two things, in particular now at this point. Because they've been reading the word out loud, remember we said it, not, the Bible was not intended to be read silently. It's intended to be read aloud. They read the word of God out loud to themselves every day, and they're getting word piped into their heart every day, and obviously they're acting on it. That individual, when sudden calamity comes, what's in them is what's going to
yes,
come
sir.
Out their mouth.
That's yes, right.
If it isn't a sudden calamitous situation, that's going to be an individual then that has a opportunity to choose their first words. That word that's going to be in them, or that which the Holy Ghost gives them, is going to be what Jesus said here. It's going to produce for them 30, 60, or 100-fold. And this individual is not going to have to be concerned about how it happens. If you keep reading verse 26, the kingdom of God is as a man should cast seed in the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, the seed should spring up and grow up. You don't know how. I mean, he said what he's got to say. He goes to bed and gets up and goes to bed and gets up and goes to bed and gets up. He don't say what he said. He goes to bed and gets up. He's praised God for what he said, what the Holy Ghost gave him to say. I like to say it when I do this illustration in churches with preaching people having. I go to bed and get up and we praise God. I was doing that in Russia the other week. Praise God. I in Rick Renner's church in Moscow, we had a church going, go to bed, get up, praise him, God. And they were saying it in Russian, you know, go to bed, get up, and praise God. Well, the person who's walking by faith has control over his mouth like Jesus. What allowed God to do what he did with Jesus, he could trust Jesus' mouth.
Yes, sir.
Jesus only said what the Father told him.
You know, Jesus, this is an absolute Bible fact that not enough Christians know and understand. Jesus didn't just go about doing anything he wanted to do just because it's a good thing to do. He said, I can do nothing. He didn't say, I won't. He said, I can do nothing of myself. Only what my Father has shown me to say and to do. Now, he's functioning as a man. Of course, he's all man, all God. But he limited himself, the scripture said, so that anything he did on this earth, born again, spirit-filled believer, by the anointing of God, by the power of God, and the Word of God, can do the same thing.
He's Jesus the faith man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
That is so big. That is just huge. But most people think, well, Brother Keith, that is Jesus. Well, I know it. I've been reading this a long time. I realize that is Jesus. But what did he keep saying? Where's your faith? Why didn't you do this?
Well, people, when they say, well, he's Jesus, they're saying, well, he's different than us.
We can't do that. That is him.
But who was he? He's the Son of God. Well, what are you? Son of God. And what did he have on him? The Holy Ghost. Well, what's on you and in you?
Yeah, he said, it's the Father Ghost that dwelleth within me. He does the work.
He only spoke God's word, and he told you, you can do the same thing. Amen. And can have similar results. But he only spoke what the Father told him to say.
He said, my words are not my own.
What did he say?
Well, these words are not my own,
exactly.
But I can make them my own. Get them in there. This is final authority. Mm-hmm. You get to the word that this is what comes out. And that's what we're after.
Yeah, your first words are the most important words of all. They are. Which is why you've got to have a daily life of faith and don't be slothful about it. We've been talking about it all week. You can't be so lazy that you don't read the word out loud to yourself every day and put it in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, he also is going to talk about here in Mark chapter 4 about what your ears hear and about and how you decide to hear what you hear, which is a whole nother teaching all by itself.
Yeah, that's big there too.
So, but now I'm gonna let that go because we don't have the time. But your first words really mattered with the life of faith, staying so full of the word so that if you get punched, that's what comes out. Or you're so full of the word that now you got the time to go listen to, Father, what do you want me to say?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Because that will either release the angels to work for you or release Satan work against you. One, two.
You know, these things here in Mark, well, we've been reading these, the things that Satan uses against you, trying to get you to get away from the word you heard. The process is the same. God revealed to Jesus what to say. He said it. The Father did the work. Now, those five things Satan comes to use on you is his attempt to get you to begin saying what he's brought to you. You start saying what he says, and he does the work. The process is the same. You can't change the process, but you can sure change the words.
You gave him the permission to do the work.
Yes, it did.
Or you give God the permission to do the work. So there is set before you life and death. Choose life, and how you choose it? Words in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you
man.
Choose his word, think it, and say it.
That's why Jesus said in verse 13, you don't know this parable? How then can you know all the rest? Because this is the basis to the whole thing. And I'm going to tell you, it is a huge basis of the whole faith for life. Life of faith.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Praise God. Go to bed, get up, and praise God. And think about the word. He says in verse 30, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or what comparison shall we compare it to? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which everybody knows is small. But when it is sown into the earth, it's less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is fully developed, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. In other words, you become so big and strong in things of God, other people can lean on you.
Yes, sir.
Man, and isn't that what we ought to be about?
Oh, man. Absolutely. Not just preachers. I mean, I don't care what you're called to do. But whatever it is, God, I don't care what God's called you as your endeavor in life. You can become a spreading tree in that place. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, but Brother Copeland, they won't let me do it. Hey, now listen to me. You find out where you're supposed to be, and if you find out that company in you're in is not where you're supposed to be. And then, hey, don't make the decision because everybody's ugly. That's not the base. The base is, where does God say you're supposed to be? It may get uglier than that. He may send you the place, but he's sending you there to bless it. And when you just listen to him, follow him, don't talk that, don't talk against that, don't talk, don't respond to all that other, you just be your happy self, glory to God. You sit down and take your little New Testament out and you, at your lunch break, and whether anybody likes it or not, I mean, and you just bless them all. It won't be long, they'll be coming to you for prayer.
Well, what you're talking about here is number five.
Okay. See, I should have known you.
Each one of these things, right, each one of these things,
yes,
they have an answer to it, right?
Yes, sir.
So that lust of the flesh said, I don't want to go to this church because they're ugly. I don't want to go to this church because it's too far to drive. I don't want to go to this church because of some other reason of the flesh. The answer to number five, amen, was Galatians chapter 5. Okay. That is, you walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, then you allow the Holy Ghost to send you across the town or to the ugly-looking place or whatever, because that place of where you're supposed to be, that's the place of your blessing. That's where the blessing of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow to it.
Yes,
exactly,
sir.
Right,
yes,
there,
sir.
That place. So that's what this parable here, as I tell my congregations, if there's any teaching you ought to know in the Bible from the Lord Jesus, this is the
that's
one.
That's it right there. Yeah, it is.
If you got out of Jesus' mouth going, you don't know this? Well, of course, then we know what happened with the rest of this chapter, right? So the Lord gives an assignment to the Lord Jesus Christ, telling him there's a man on the other side of the lake. He's a madman filled with demon spirits. You go deliver this man. So he says to his disciples, we go on to the other side. Well, so the word of the Lord's been given to Jesus, and he speaks the word of the Lord to his disciples. They get in the boat, and Satan does what? He brings number one, affliction.
Yes, sir. That's what he did.
Okay. And the answer to affliction is going to be faith, patience, and obviously speaking the words part of that, right? So Satan kicks up all of that, and first thing they do when Jesus is sitting there asleep on the pillow, they get offended. Well, they've heard some word, but they ain't let it get down
That's
in
right.
them yet about this stuff. And they become offended. Don't you care? We about to die. First thing that came out of their mind, we going to perish. We about to die. That's their word. Jesus, of course, gets up, peace be still. And then he turns to them and said, how is it? Now, I just finished teaching you a whole day on this. How is it you feel full of fear and you have no faith? Then, of course, he does the speaking, the winds and waves. But there's no sense in him getting on their case unless they could have done it too.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And they could have done it too. Yeah. Of course, he gets over there, and the madman at Gadara gets released and gets delivered and all of that, praise God, and then winds up the word getting published throughout all that area where he is from. He's on assignment. Jesus chose his words. It's all right here. This chapter here, I want to say it again to you folks. If there's any chapter in the Word of God from the words of Jesus you want to spend some time studying, you want to study them all, of course. But you really need to understand this is the faith for life process.
Yes, it is.
Here, right here.
Yeah.
Praise God. And so, amen. The just live this way. We live this way with our words.
That's the reason he injected right here the fact that he did it twice, that he's talking about the kingdom of God. And he says, this is the way it works. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't change that.
Right.
You change elements in it, and the devil gets his hands on it. And that's what he tries to do. But this works. It works every time it's put to work. It will work right now. It will work every day of your life. It will, if this works.
How about, though, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold? We know it could be past 100-fold with God.
Sure.
But he's telling us something about what? He's telling us about the decision, the diligence, the measuring of each individual person.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so you have something to say about whether or not you're twofold.
Well,
or a hundredfold.
He explained that.
Yeah.
He said, you take heed what you hear, mm-hmm. because the way you hear it, it will be measured back to you. Now, another thing there, too. I didn't get nowhere near 30-fold when I first started believing God for this. I was thrilled over the 10. I mean, but I got to 30, and I got to 60, and I got to 100. Praise God.
Sure.
And it'll develop in different things in different ways, too. Most people think about an area of finances in this. But I'm a whole lot more proficient at receiving other things now than I was in the past.
Clean revelation.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And that measure ye meet, and that word measure means degree. What degree you hear it is an issue of either being wayside, because they didn't want to hear at all, wayside seed.
There you go.
Okay.
There
so
you are.
They didn't esteem it as being much, so they got nothing. And the good ground person is the one that esteems it. Every time they hear the word of God, they hear that and they're going to take that word and they're getting everything they can get out of it, and then they're going to take it home, and then they're going to make a decision about it. That's the hundredfold. Okay?
Yes, it is. Now, the person that you're talking about is the one that you preach that message on Sunday, and they go home They take a CD of it and they put it in the car. They're listening to it going to work. They'll hear things Monday they didn't hear Sunday. And they're listening to it, and they get home, they get the book that you wrote on that subject, and they talk about it. They bring the kids in and they talk about it. Remember now what Pastor said Sunday morning, sweetheart. Now you want to remember this. Remember, first words count now. And that's this hundredfold receiver.
Yeah.
He's the 30-fold, 60-fold. He is the 25% that don't let the devil steal him.
And he or she is the faith man, faith woman.
They are.
They have a life of faith.
They qualify for leadership.
Yes, sir.
And we're out of time. Brother Keith and I will be back in just a minute.
Partnership distributes God's anointings. Through partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you have access to the anointing and graces on Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their partners. And you become part of something bigger as your anointing and graces are now available to the Copelands and their partners.
I know that the anointing that's on him is on all his partners.
Being partners with KCM and with Kenneth and Gloria and everyone, it increases our faith also to know that, do you know what, they're out there doing it, and what God's doing for them, he can also do for us.
Here's one anointing, here's another anointing, but when the Spirit of God joins them together, you've established an anointing that didn't exist, but it's a combination of those two. We allow him to join us in divine connections and so forth. It increases the anointing in both of them. The umbilical cord that ties a human being to God is tithing. That ties heaven and earth together. That's where the blessing of the Lord is released. And he does things around you you don't even know he did. The umbilical cord that connects you with darkness economy is debt. You go to them for their goods to meet your needs. You're connected to them, and the scripture says you're their servant. Amen. Gloria and I had been in debt in 46 years. God is light, and there is no darkness in him.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Word Explosion, October 10th through 12th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2013 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 14th through 16th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2014 Branson Victory Campaign, February 27th to March 1st with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.
Now, Friday, as most of you know, all of our partners know this, that Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and there's purpose in this, purpose for it. Now, Galatians chapter 6. Now, I want you to notice something here. What we've been talking about and what Bishop brought to us now so clearly. Now, watch this. Verse 16 of chapter 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Most people think if I could put down the flesh, then I could walk in the Spirit. No, it's the other way around. Uh-huh. Walk in the Word and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now then, this is what he's talking about as he tells what the flesh produces. He tells what the Spirit produces, fruit of the Spirit. Flowing right on down in here, I'm quite sure he didn't write chapter 6 in the middle of this. It flows in. Now listen to what he says. Let him that is taught in the Word Let him that's taught by the Spirit communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, he's talking about walking in the Spirit, continuing to walk in the Spirit, and not falling for the flesh stuff that the devil comes in to steal the word out of you. That's the point of the whole thing. And he says, he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit, or in other words, he that is communicating, responding and to the one that did the teaching, shall reap life everlasting. Same word. Soundness, deliverance, all these different things. And let us not be wearying well doing. Now, what's he saying? You heard that word. We know one thing, Satan's coming to steal it. I don't care how thrilled you got with this today and how revelation and you said, that's the answer of what I've been thinking of, and da-da-da-da-da. Whatever it is, you may rest assured Satan's trying to figure out a way to take it out of you right now. So what do? You receive it. You respond. You say, Lord, what should my offering be to respond to this? How shall I sow? Into the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Then you just obey God. Now, he may tell you, you sow this over in your church. You sow this over here. But you listen to God, and in this particular instant, he's saying here, you need to respond to that in that area, the one that did the teaching. Amen. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. That's when that word begins to take root. You've reacted. You've sown into it. Remember what Jesus said? The sower sows the word. He sowed the word into it. Now you sow of your natural things back into it. The connection is made. Praise God. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We release our faith for the anointing of increase on every person's offering. Jesus' name. Thank you, partners. Praise God. We'll see you next week. Keith's going to be back here with us. Until then, this is Keith Moore. Keith Moore. I was thinking about Keith earlier. This is Keith Butler and Kenneth Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Kings have authority. And the priest's job is to be involved in handling worship before God Almighty. Amen. And so we are kings, ultimate authorities. Our words matter.